Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
With three albums and five top 10 hits, Jim Croce established himself as the voice of America's working class. Jim Croce joined the U.S. National Guard in 1966, hoping it would keep him from getting sent to Vietnam. He married his longtime girlfriend Ingrid that year and hoped to continue his education and launch his music career. Unfortunately, Jim was sent for training less than 2 weeks after his wedding. Ingrid explains how Jim got the idea for the song. Leroy Brown is a guy that he actually met when he was in the service, a sergeant at Fort Jackson, and Jim thought he was such a funny guy that he wanted to include his name in the song. And it just worked. Of course, in the song, the baddest man in the whole damn town gets toppled by a jealous man. In real life, Brown was handcuffed and tossed into the brig. From 1972 to 1973, Croce performed in more than 250 concerts and made appearances on television programs. In 1973, ABC released his second album, Life and Times, featuring Bad Bad Leroy Brown. The single hit number one on the America charts in July of 1973 and then went gold. That same year, Croce and his wife relocated to San Diego, California. But on September 20th of that same year, Jim Croce and five others were killed in a plane crash in Louisiana. Croce had just finished a concert at Northwestern State. He was taking a chartered flight to Sherman, Texas to play a concert at Austin College. Upon takeoff, the plane didn't gain enough altitude and crashed into the trees at the end of the runway. According to the official report, the 57-year-old charter pilot had suffered a heart attack. From the album Life and Times, here's Bad Bad Leroy Brown. And it's Jim Croce with your KQAK 435 Flashback.